This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Healthcare professionals that will likely be affected by the new overtime threshold are nurses, medical and physical therapist assistants, medical and pharmacy technicians, and paramedics. Average mean salaries in these professions range from $25,700 to $47,000. That includes approximately 4.1 million workers, according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Medicaid-funded home care providers for individuals with disabilities or facilities with 15 beds or fewer are exempt from implementing the new rule until March 17th of 2019. Unemployment rate for recent college graduates ages 21 to 24 is 5.6% compared with 4.3% in the year 2000. Underemployment rate, which also includes those who are working part-time but want to be working full-time, is now 12.3% compared with 7.1% in 2000. For the first time in modern history, young adults ages 18 to 34 are more likely to live with a parent than with a romantic partner, according to research by the Pew Research Center. More than 4,300 federal inmates were kept in prison beyond their scheduled release dates from 2009 to 2014, some of them for an extra year or more, according to a report released on that highlights wide confusion in the prison system. Dylan Roof, whom the authorities have accused of carrying out a racially motivated massacre of 9 people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, will now face 2 death penalty trials, 1 state and 1 federal. Fewer and fewer Americans are loading up and moving the van in search of opportunity. That advantage may be slipping away. In recent years, economists have become increasingly worried that a slide in job turnover and relocation rates is undermining the economy's dynamism, dampening productivity and wages while making it more difficult for sideline workers to find their way back into the labor force. An Ohio law that curtails early voting and prevents people from registering to vote and casting ballots on the same day illegally discriminates against black voters, a federal judge ruled, ordering a crucial swing state to change its rules before the fall election. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.